Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, a lot of weeks he spends an hour with us, or even 2 hours. Today we just got him for 30 minutes, and I really appreciate Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com joining us every Friday. We've got Michael Braverman, one of the producers of the hit TV show Conspiracy Theory, what they think is the most important episode of this season, and I agree with them. FEMA camps confirmed the police state episode tonight. He's going to be on with us in the last 20 minutes or so, so Bob will probably be with us 35, 40 minutes. But going to Bob Chapman, we haven't gotten into all the economic news. It's all happening. The dollar devaluation, the Chinese are angry. Madsen thinks it was the Chinese threatening us with a missile test, similar to what North Korea does with Japan. We've got the revolt against the TSA pat-downs and body scans. So much is happening. Bob Chapman, what is first and foremost on your radar screen right now?
Well, it's the G20 meeting, and they're not having any success whatsoever, as far as I know, and that will probably continue. I think in part you have to look at the positions of the other countries who have really been cheating for years and years, and they want to continue to do so. But now that the dollar's gone down, they want the cake and eat it too. They want the dollar to remain, we'll call it firm, and it's not happening. And they're still devaluing their currencies against one another, and that's what the currency war is all about. And what it's going to lead to, if they continue to do what they're doing, is a trade war. And quite frankly, that would be to the advantage of the United States, in as much as 432,000 companies and 8.5 million jobs with tariffs on goods and services just might decide to come home. And that would certainly help the American economy. So there's a little glimmer of light in there. And as you know, Paul Craig Roberts agrees with me on that, and not very many other people do. As far as the meeting's concerned, they're just getting nowhere. The dollar's been firm, but that's because the U.S. government is in the market driving it up. And they're in the market knocking gold and silver down. And that's okay. We would have had a correction anyway. And the correction, in all likelihood, is probably over. We've had two dips here in the last 4 or 5 days. And what they do when they do that is it's called filling a gap. And the gaps have been filled. So next week, they have silver and gold have every reason to move back up again. And they're going much higher. This is a temporary intercession into the market.
So it's the beach ball. It's the beach ball effect.
Yeah, exactly. And they're doing it because they want the dollar strong and gold and silver weak during the process of this meeting, which is yesterday and today. And also the bleating and complaining about other foreign governments. I had a piece in out of Mexico City. It'll be in tomorrow's issue. They're thinking of lowering interest rates to take pressure off of a strong peso. It's been trading as low as 12.20 and to the dollar, and they don't like that. They'd rather have it up at 13 or 14, and that's not what's happening. So they are just atypical, trying to protect their exports. And this whole thing is either going to stop or they're going to have trade barriers, and they're going to have trade barriers.
Bob, we're going to come back from break. I want to continue looking at the economy. They tried to say a month ago that we left the recession in June of 2009. Now even mainstream media says, okay, we never left the recession. We may be going into a depression. I want to go through some of the economic data and the things that are happening on the world political scale with you. I want to get into Herman Van Rompuy's disgusting, that's the EU head, folks, statement yesterday that nation states are dead. That's the goal of all of this. Straight ahead with Bob Chapman. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that candidates to run for the presidency are selected in advance by ultra-billionaires called Bilderbergers? They hold private meetings once a year to plan the future for the world. They invite possible candidates to see if they fit their agenda. If they don't, they lose. They also snub any constitutionalists that are fighting world government. They want to rule the world through economic power, thus the coming mark of the beast. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, here's the Boston Herald. Obama's economic view is rejected on the world stage. Meanwhile, Obama claims strengthened hand in global dealings. That's AP. He says everything's wonderful. Continuing, G20 refuses to back U.S. push on China currency. The leaders of the 20 major economies on Friday refused to back U.S. push to make China boost its currency value. You see, they get to lower theirs and unfairly ship all our jobs there because it's cheaper to manufacture. So what's happening is all these other countries, as Bob Chapman just said, want us to continue to slit our throats for what Herman von Rompuy calls his global government. He says nation states are dead and that we must basically sacrifice everything on the altar of globalism. He said the EU chief says the belief that countries can stand alone is a lie and an illusion, so they get us held captive to their fiat money system and then always say, give us more power and we'll make the depression stop, and you give them more power and things only get worse. Bloomberg, Sarkozy takes over G20 aiming to update monetary system. They want to move towards this global SDR that we all pay taxes to. That's making the swindling bankers world rulers openly. We'll get Bob Chapman's take on that. IMF shadow looms as Irish take pay cuts to avoid bailout. Their cost of borrowing going way up. It just goes on and on and on. And here in the U.S., they're slashing all the main services. England's dimming their lights. Pay to protect. Sheriff cutting services to city over late payment. All over, they're slashing police, sheriffs, but the taxes go up and up. More and more of the money going to debt service. That's the mark of a third world nation. The peso rises against the dollar. This is amazing. Let's go to Bob Chapman on this front. What do you see coming out of this? Are they going to get their SDR? And if not, then how do you see this playing out?
They're not going to get an SDR because I think that they're going to have to back something that they create, whether it's a rebirth of the dollar or an index or a Bancor, which most people haven't heard of, but something that was dreamed up by Mr. Keynes back in the 30s. The SDR cannot be backed by gold. It's part of the IMF arrangement, although that could change. And, you know, the easiest way out for these people, but they'll have to give up their current push for world government, is have a big meeting, all the countries are there, devalue, revalue, default. And then they can decide whether they're going to have an indexed, and Zollner said the other day, he's a Bilderberger Trilat CFR person, and very, very important, mind you, although most of you haven't heard of him. He said that we should consider an international unit of some kind with gold backing, and then he retracted it a couple of days later. But the trial balloon went up, and that's what that was.
Well, so did Zoet. So did Zoet, the head of the World Bank, which is the U.S. arm, also was talking about this 3 days ago and then retracted.
That's the gentleman I was talking about.
Okay, I guess you pronounced it a bit different than I was.
I might have given him the wrong name for.
Yeah, no, it's okay. So there's so many of these creatures. But you know, when you talk about the Bancor, the IMF 3 months ago put out a paper and said we want a Bancor. So they're actually proposing it.
That's right. But they've got to back up with gold. Now, we don't know whether the United States has any gold or not. There is gold in Fort Knox and under the Fed building in New York and at West Point. And I know we have subscribers who are in the military, who are now retired, who counted it. So we know something's there, but we don't know who it belongs to. But if the U.S. has their gold or a good part of it left and squandered everybody else's, then all they have to do is back the dollar with gold. Now, before they do that, they must devalue and default along with others. And the reason why is if they just revert and say, okay, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, we're going to go back to a gold standard. And what would happen is the Chinese would say, hey, that's terrific. Here's $1 trillion. We want $1 trillion worth of gold. So that's not going to work very well unless they devalue and default along with the others first. So the easy way out is to have the meeting. They can try to do a Bancor, and it could conceivably work for them, but it's got to be gold-backed.
And that's why more and more they're floating that. I want to shift gears now and play a video clip, because I talked about this yesterday, but the magnitude of this is so huge. We had warned Glenn Beck on air, and we know he listens, as people listen every day. About half his show is exactly what's covered here, and then he puts a neocon spin on it, but less and less. Again, I don't trust him, but he's going in the right direction, like Wayne Madsen said, you know, hey, the water's warm, come on in. But the bigger question is, why would Fox News allow him to do this? Well, I'll tell you one big reason. And I'm going to get into what he's done here in a moment. George Soros, in the last 6 or 7 years, has spent hundreds of millions of dollars lobbying and running campaigns to shut down Fox and News Corp's advertisers. They've cost them tens of millions just in the last 2 years, year and a half that he's been at Fox. They've taken hundreds of sponsors. And so Rupert Murdoch's a high-level globalist, but not in the capstone, he's angry at that. And it really is Soros that started it. And Soros is a horrible creature. You've talked years ago about him helping sell out Jews in World War II. Beck talked about that 2 days ago. That's really got Soros publications like Media Matters really mad right now. But they're not just attacking Beck in these articles. It's always Beck and then Alex Jones, you know, his evil media junior. And they're saying, we're going to cause in Oklahoma City, or we're going to be behind it. And we put the warning out in June, in July. Obama faces growing credibility crisis, where Robert Shapiro, advising Obama, said, without an Oklahoma City or 9/11, you're not going to be able to pose as our savior. The bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership. Quote, he has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he's a leader who can command confidence, and short of a new 9/11 event or an Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he could do that. Now, ex-Clinton strategist, Obama needs events similar to OKC to reconnect with voters. That's another Obama and Clinton advisor, Mark Penn, said that on national TV. So we wrote the article last Sunday, Clintonite Obama needs OKC bombing to reconnect with American people. Beck, because we put it in the articles, I showed where all these Soros publications are saying that Beck and I, not just Beck, he says, oh, they're going to blame me. No, it's Alex, too. I'm in the crosshairs, folks. That's why I talk about this. To stage a new Oklahoma City. Now, Beck came out and said that George Soros, I won't even go this far because he's a mid-level minion, the shadowy corporate interest and the Mayak report, they are gearing up to go after the Patriot movement. And we've been saying that for actually 2 years now, but we've been intensifying our warning. But Beck came out, and we're going to skip the break here, the network break coming up in a moment, because I want to give Bob plenty of time, as we're cutting him short today. And I apologize for that, but don't worry. He'll get 2 hours next week if he wants it. Sometimes he can't do it. How big a deal is it to have Glenn Beck come out and say twice in the same video clip, they're going to blame me. They're getting ready to stage a new Oklahoma City. I mean, this is bold. And for him to be green-lighted, this shows a fight within the globalist, I believe. So you know Fox News is globalist. But how big of a deal is it to have Beck admit false flag terror in America to be blamed on the American people? This is huge, Bob.
It's giant. There's no question about it. And, you know, he's going down the avenue that we discussed over and over again over the last year or so. And he's really stealing what you're doing. But, you know, if it's in the right direction, as Madsen said, the water's warm, come on in. They are challenging them. There is a breakup, probably temporary, between these people. And they've gone on the attack on Fox. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And I don't know if you noticed, you probably did, that the ADL is now after Glenn Beck because he's a racist because of what he had to say about Mr. Soros.
And yeah, so they're pulling out the big guns now. I mean, they're desperate.
That's right. And they're hurting. The truth kills. I mean, it's awful. And that's why we're here, to tell the truth. And Soros's background, what Beck should do is what we have done, is point out that the man has been convicted twice of breaking the law. And
yeah, Beck never does that I've seen. This guy's a convict.
Yes, that's true. And he even lost an appeal in France. And now he's gone to one of these international organizations whose name I can't remember to tell them that you have to exonerate me because of some obscure reason. But he was after that. He was convicted in Hungary as well as doing the same thing, rigging the stock market, in essence.
And Beck is telling the truth to a certain degree when he says that George Soros is at the top of the pyramid, but only over an enclave of socialist and communist, because, you know, the big megabanks want to steal the middle class wealth to give it to the bankers. They always hire a crew of lazy, ignorant, intellectual, lightweights, you know, to basically be their vanguard. But Soros on the power structure, I don't even consider him to be at the top of the, you know, pyramid where the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Queen of England, Dutch royal family, are. They promote all the same policies. So there does seem to be somewhat of a throwing Soros under the bus here.
Well, certainly Fox and Glenn Beck are in that direction already. And they're probably waiting to see what that you have to say. And we just told people the truth about Mr. Soros. And if the ADL doesn't like that, well, that's just too darn bad. And maybe Mr. Beck didn't even know of that part of Mr. Soros's background.
Yeah, there's so much. I mean, how do you know it all? It's an endless file.
Well, in all of the financing that he did through his organizations throughout Europe, particularly Eastern Europe, causing those colored revolutions, all of which have been thrown asunder. All they did was bankrupt most of the countries that experienced those electoral revolutions, we'll call them. And this guy is bad news, and he also wants to legalize marijuana. And everybody has their own idea on that, but it's something I should throw in because he's been a longtime advocate of that.
Well, his main reason for it is that's just some liberal cover he has. And I don't listen to Howard Stern a lot, but I scan around through XM. And I was driving home last night, and they were re-airing it because he's on, I think, XM 100, or is it Sirius 100? I guess I have Sirius in my car. Same company. But the point is, Sirius and XM are merged, what, 3 years ago. But I listened to Stern for like 30 minutes talk about how he got Glenn Beck's books, his materials, he's studying it. It was the first time I've ever heard Howard Stern, and I've probably listened hundreds of times over the years because I've been on radio stations he's on, like 98.9 back when it was talk. He was on there in the morning, and I was on at night. And I've never heard him actually get serious, and he was talking about world government, new world order, who's at the top of the pyramid, that it's scary. And then he said, well, I did my own research, like Beck said, and the first thing I saw was that Soros has given $7 billion to charity. Well, that's like Bill and Melinda Gates giving with Warren Buffett over $100 billion. They put it, this is on record, in a tax-free foundation. Then none of their operations are taxable. They keep most of the money and give some of it for horrible programs. And Soros calls philanthropy, having Media Matters and all these other outfits, demonizing the Second Amendment, demonizing people that want sovereignty or to control our borders, demonizing people who are against the Federal Reserve, helping overthrow countries. That's and one thing Beck says is true. We've talked about it for years. Soros is on record always trying to kill the dollar. I've seen him on Lair NewsHour a decade ago doing it. Soros is on record going in and bragging. He's been convicted of it. For setting up currency implosions and making tens of billions in a pop. So, I mean, for the ADL and all these other groups to say he's some little angel cake, I mean, he is a complete fraud and a joke, Bob, but I'm ranting about this now. It's just that, look, if we get Howard Stern, he's probably got 10 million listeners overall, to start attacking the New World Order. The globalists are in a lot of trouble. You know, I mean, because of all of the people that listen to Stern, if they start hearing serious information. I mean, my point is, first Stern covered the naked body scanners in one of our news articles. I forgot that part. He read our headline. He didn't plug InfoWars or Prison Planet. I don't care. He's obviously on drudge. And then he went into 30 minutes about Glenn Beck and world government. But the problem is Soros is not the top of it. So that's my problem with Beck is he's only telling people about one person in the strata. Bob, what's your take on what I just said, and where do you see in the pyramid of power, where do you see George Soros?
Well, first of all, he's not in the middle. I think he's closer to the top. I would say in the top 10%. Because he's a decision maker, he's been given the opportunity to have billions and billions of dollars, and he's instructed what he's supposed to do with it. He doesn't make those decisions himself. They have committees that do that. They're working 24/7 worldwide in these think tanks, and they've been doing it for years. He's just a dummy. When he dies, all the money will go back to the Illuminati, and they'll continue, and they'll use some other stooge to do it in the likes of Kissinger.
Let me just back you up. It came out in the church hearings and others that that's exactly what happens, and that's what's happening with Bill and Melinda Gates. They had all those antitrust things slapped on them until they gave the money to eugenics. Please continue.
Right, so let's get a hold of Glenn and tell him, look, and now that you've started this and you're trying to work your way up the pyramid, let us give you a little help. These are the people who are doing it. This is why they're doing it. And I don't think your boss is going to like it. But if you run this stuff, it'll be unbelievably good because others will pick it up, like Howard Stern. And maybe he'll do some more research. And this is how these things work. They feed on themselves. You know, a lot of the people out there who are opportunists and who don't really care sometimes have a change of heart. And they start to care and say, gee, how did I ever overlook this? This is dreadful. Let's do something about it.
Absolutely. I want to play this Glenn Beck clip since we've been talking about it. It's about 2 minutes long. Here it is.
Why does the left need this violence? Well, listen to a clip from a Democratic pollster, Mark Penn, happened just the other day, and yet no one pays attention to it. How can the left win the country? Watch.
Cabinets don't really sell things. The president himself has to reconnect with the people. Remember, President Clinton reconnected through Oklahoma, yeah. Right? And the president right
because
now seems removed. And it wasn't until that speech that he re-clicked with the American public. Obama needs a similar kind of
You think
of
words
event.
Will work for...
Obama needs a similar kind of event. Oh! Well, like Oklahoma City. If only Barack Obama could have the opportunity to speak to America after another Oklahoma City-type event, then he'll politically be in good shape. Wow. Now, according to Drummond Pike, the founder of Tides, who, Drummond, I hope you watch this week because, oh, it's all coming undone this week. I will be the guy who causes the next Oklahoma City. This is, in a letter, an appeal to advertisers of Fox, dear Fox advertisers, read this part of it. No one, left, right, center, wants to see another Oklahoma City. The next assassin may succeed. If so, there will be blood on many hands. They are setting up another Oklahoma City. They are claiming that one is coming, and they've already marked the one who caused it. But don't you miss Wednesday's show when I show you violence and the pressure from below. It will boggle your
All
mind.
Right. So there you have it. They, he's talking about Soros, are setting up a new Oklahoma City. And there's actually some truth to that. We know from the FBI memos that people sued lawyer Jesse Trinidad because they killed his brother and got him. He got one declassified and another. They blacked him out. But when he got the two copies of the same document, different areas blacked out, two different courts, he had the whole document. Southern Poverty Law Center, key to all of this, running Elohim City and McVeigh. I mean, in a way, there is a connection there, but they wouldn't have green-lighted an attack like that if the Pentagon and the FBI and others weren't going to go along with it. But notice it was another liberal administration who likes to blame domestics, where Republicans like the boogeyman of Arabs and Muslims so they can have foreign empire. Democrats like to attack in the homeland because they have a serious hatred of liberty and the American people. Bob Chapman.
Well, I'll tell you something. That's a brilliant take. And I'm not shining you on. That is just terrific. And that's exactly what they do. And that's what the CIA is all about in part as well. And there's no question in any person who's done any investigation about who did Oklahoma City in 9/11. They were events. And there's been a lot of others this recent the thing that we watched here in the Gulf of Mexico with the oil, it's the same thing. And they keep on doing it. And so, obviously, the Democrats are working on, or at least the people in the White House, are working on some kind of event to make everybody like the president. So maybe he can be around, and maybe the Democrats can gain some ground back.
And people ask, why would they brag out in the open? Because most people in the system aren't involved in it. They've got to put the talking point out, so all their people rush on TV when Obama's people blow up a federal building or a school and put the talking point out that Obama, you know, he saved you. He stood up for you.
That's exactly right, and that's the path that they follow. And so we can expect they're gonna try something. Where and when? I certainly don't know, and you don't. But they're gonna try something because they just told us. It's just like raiding foreign affairs. The House organ, literary organ of the Council on Foreign Relations. They tell you what they're gonna do right in there.
That's how we've known. That's how you've known for 50 years fighting. That's how I've known for 15 fighting. They said how they get rid of the borders. They talked about the global currency. We'd come warn people, get laughed at. All we're doing is reading. It's like they go on TV and say, we need terror attacks to blame it on Glenn Beck. I mean, and then you read the actual reports. They say, yours truly, Bob. It's two people, Glenn Beck and Alex Jones. And I mean, this is dangerous.
Well, they have to have the stooges, but it's not going to stick because both of you, generally speaking, are very well accepted by the public. And, you know, there's always people who don't agree, and that's fine. But they figure they can get away by doing that. It's not going to stick.
Bob, I want to come back and finish up with you for about 3 minutes on this and give folks the place where they can get the internationalforecaster.com a free copy. So grab that number, because Bob never even thinks to plug it. So I'm going to make you take out the numbers so you can call and get a free one. Then we got Michael Braverman with Jesse Ventura's TV show. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We spearheaded 2.5 weeks ago a global revolt against the naked body scanners. I told you we could do it together. For 8 days straight, we've been the top link on Drudge with our articles each day. Pilots, passengers rage at new naked scans and pat-downs. Under that, giant text, Big Sis moves to stop revolt. Holiday travel on the brink. There are the heads of the biggest travel organizations, Disney, the hotel associations, the major pilot association, the flight attendant associations, they are all in total revolt. Everybody who's been through these, and I've been through them, I've seen it happen, I've said no, are in total revolt right now. This is so exciting. We've got Michael Braverman, TV producer and researcher and one of the folks that appears in the hit TV show, I'd call it a documentary, now in its second season, Conspiracy Theory. This was the number one search term yesterday. Bombshell. FEMA camps confirmed. Good job to the listeners. Google tried to block our FEMA camp search term, but other people wrote about our story, so it got out to everybody. Very, very exciting. Good job on that front. We are doing another search term today, dealing, of course, with the revolt against the TSA. We'll put that up on screen if we can, the search term I'm doing today. But I want to give them a double shot of resistance, and we're about to finish up with Bob Chapman, then go to Michael Braverman. I want to make three words the term today. FEMA camps confirmed. FEMA camps confirmed. Put that into Google over and over and over again. FEMA camps confirmed. And hit them again. Hit them with bombshell FEMA camps. Let's see them try to block both those. So I just fired two torpedoes. Bombshell FEMA camps. Bombshell FEMA camps and FEMA camps confirmed. Two separate search terms. Nothing can stop you, ladies and gentlemen. You are awesome. Look at the global revolts that we're starting. And then I forget my search term from the first hour. That's why I'm asking for the blue screen. So I can... Okay, it's revolt against TSA. That's what I thought it was. Revolt. There it is. Revolt against TSA. And that's destined to be number one in the next hour, then the others later. And throughout the weekend, you keep searching the term. All right, finishing up with Bob Chapman. Bob, briefly, what's your take on the naked body scanner revolt, the pat-downs, the grabbing women and children's genitals, even Atlantic Monthly, Jeffrey Goldberg's reporting on this. This is huge. They're having emergency meetings at the White House right now with the heads of Disney World, you name it. I mean, this is big.
It is big, and it's a national disgrace that these people would even attempt to do such things to control people. This is what it's really all about. And I hope they revolt so that every machine is taken out of everywhere and sent down to the machine dump someplace, because there's absolutely no reason for doing those kind of things to people.
And there needs to be an investigation of Chertoff purchasing billions of machines in late 2008 before he left office and then becoming the CEO of the company. I mean, that's brazen.
Well, it certainly is something that should be investigated. But unfortunately, in Washington today, no matter what you do, you get away with it. But just to bring it up to the public attention and cause the consternation that it will cause, and they will do away with them. They're not going to keep them in there.
Well said, Bob Chapman. Bob, in closing, folks can call Midas Resources and get a free copy of your 40-plus page weekly newsletter. What's the toll-free number for folks to call and get it?
877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178. And don't forget, TED has a special deal, free one-year subscription to the International Forecaster if you buy one of the Frank coins. It's the best deal I've ever seen.
Well said. Bob, God willing, we'll see you back live during the show next Friday.
You got it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Bob Chapman, the Crusader for Liberty. I was really excited when True TV folks called me, Michael Braverman and Tyrell, and said, hey, we think the police state episode that you're in is the most powerful. It's groundbreaking. And I was there. I was at the FEMA centers. I mean, with Jesse, I haven't been able to talk about it, but now they're allowing folks, because this is so big, it airs tonight, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. You know I'm going to be watching it. The episode they think is the next powerful is the JFK with a deathbed confession, E. Howard Hunt, coming up next Friday. And it's really important because there's been all these denials about FEMA camps, and now it's all coming out. Now, of course, Braverman has worked extensively with Jesse Ventura for many years. And, of course, he's produced a whole bunch of hit television shows. One of them, the number one news show, of course, in the last 2 years on True TV, getting record ratings there. And there's no doubt why, because they're covering things that's never been on national television. It's been here on this show, but never with the budget, never with the research, never on national television. And tonight's police state episode is absolutely off the charts. And the article's bombshell, FEMA camps confirmed. And we're making FEMA camps confirmed the search term. Please put it in Google over and over again. And then separately, bombshell FEMA camps. Let's see them try to censor that like they tried yesterday and failed. They tried. They tried and failed. They tried and failed. Let's go to Michael Braverman. Michael, good to have you here with us.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
So much is going on. I got to ask you, what's your take on the naked body scanners?
You know what? I listened a little bit to your last guest. I think this whole thing is going to go down in flames or up in flames because people aren't going to stand for it. It's just they're now got to the point where the masses of population are going to start to push back.
This could be the trigger, kind of like the tea tax in 1776. I'm not kidding. I mean, this is huge. Now, so much is coming out. You got, I think of last year's episodes, how you had made the global warming fraud special, and then everything in your special, even though it had been produced and finished weeks before, it came out right as ClimateGate broke, and it made international headlines because you got people at the UN to admit they'd engaged in chicanery and lies. Now, this, I believe, is even bigger, but it's up to the listeners to spread the word. I mean, I know Tyrell agrees, Jesse agrees. What's your view on this key episode coming up tonight?
I'll tell you what. I just to back up a little bit, I always call this show the miracle show. I call conspiracy theory a miracle because having been in the trenches of the TV business, the fact that we're on and that we're in our second season is, to overstate it again, a miracle. To have a show like this that exposes the things that we do in the mass media, or the corporate media, as some people call it, but in the mass media on a network that reaches 90 million homes is to me unbelievable. And a lot of it is to the support of people that are your listeners and other people that, you know, have open minds and are willing to look at an alternative and are willing to accept an alternative. And this episode that's going to air tonight, you know, I've seen a lot of stuff, Alex. You and I have talked a couple of different times, you know, many times. I've seen a lot of stuff in producing this show, but this stuff, the stuff that's on tonight, I got to tell you, it keeps me up. It keeps me up at night thinking about what the government is really doing and the stuff. And we saw it. We see it. We prove it. And we have people looking in our faces and just lying right in the camera. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely. And I'm very proud to be associated with this important episode. You've got the water episode coming up, how they're hoarding and taking over all the water.
By the way, I'll just stop you for a second. That will blow people's minds. Blow your minds.
We're going to talk about some of the other episodes coming up, but specifically, I've got the bullet points of what we're able to reveal. Michael, you've got the floor. Walk through a prelude, a kind of first look of what people are going to see tonight, 9 p.m. Central.
Well, what they're going to see is a couple different things. We're going to tell a story that begins with if you said it to your friends and neighbors, they would go, come on, it's unbelievable. It sounds like fiction. What you're going to see tonight sounds like a made-up, you know, story, you know, a made-up fictional story, but it's not. I mean, you watch this thing, and we're going to show you a coffin storage yard, and I know, Alex, you were there on that shoot, with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of coffins that are just stacked up waiting for something, and right as we got there to shoot, all of a sudden trucks showed up and started moving them out. Now, you can draw your own conclusions about that. They knew we were coming. They knew we were going to be there, and they wanted to get that stuff.
Yeah, a driver even told the locals. We talked to multiple locals who talked to the drivers because they're in a neighborhood area with some woods behind it. That yeah, they told us, you know, because people are coming out here, and we know the media is coming. Yeah. And then there's the usual suspects. Popular Mechanics supposedly debunks it by doing a straw man saying that the locals are involved. The locals that were storing it are good people. The fact is, we know, and I gave you guys the documents that emergency managers in New York, Indiana, and other states, including Alabama and Georgia, have confirmed there is a CDC program preparing for mass graves of millions of dead Americans during a bioattack. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And then we move on in the episode to these things called fusion centers. And I didn't know what the heck a fusion center was until I started, you know, doing the research and building out this show. There are these places all over the country. I think there's 90 of them where it's federal, state, local, you know, cops, FBI, DEA, ICE, everybody, they all get together and they share information. And they say they don't watch people, they watch, and I'm going to put in, you'll see this, the guy says it directly, they watch trends. And as Jesse says, well, trends, who makes trends? People make trends. And it's been proven, and anybody can Google this, in Missouri, the Fusion Center in Missouri was sued because they were watching people with Ron Paul stickers on their cars. Anybody associated with the third party movement or people who were conspiracy theorists. Now, you tell me, anybody listening to this program, you tell me. So basically, if that ain't the thought police, I don't know what is. If I believe in conspiracies and I go on conspiracy websites or I want to talk to somebody or I go to a meeting, I'm on a watch list? When did that happen in this country?
It's Soviet-style secret police. And then they start people that protest the MIAC Homeland Security reports that law enforcement sent us and that we broke, of course. When locals protest it, then they get followed. And just a month ago, I had a Pennsylvania representative on who was having tea parties and gun rallies. And so he was surveilled by Homeland Security. I mean, this is incredible.
Right. And it's not really political. Like, what's the next step? If I go if I go to a Middle Eastern restaurant, am I going to get watched? If I go to a gun show? I mean, the point is it's not political. It's everything they don't like.
It's an attempt to intimidate everybody.
Correct. No matter what your politics are. And that's my point. You could be on the right. You could be on the left. Doesn't matter. You could be at a Tea Party rally, or you could be, you could be at a Ron Paul rally, or you could be, believing in conspiracy theories. It doesn't matter.
Anti-war groups are being watched.
All the time. All the time. And then we found out that these fusion centers are actually a precursor to these mass FEMA camps that you just discussed. So this thing all kind of ties in together, and it all kind of goes down, one thing leads to another. And then you get to the FEMA camps, and then you find out, and, Alex, you've been so helpful in a lot of this stuff, then you find out that President Obama's executive order divides the country into 10 sectors. So forget about your state government, forget about your governor. In a crisis, these 10 hand-picked governors are now going to take over these 10 sectors of the country.
Unbelievable.
Which, and people, I've told people this, my own family, and they go, come on, you're making this up. I go, no, we have the
document. Well, I mean, that's like classical tyranny. That's like the line from Star Wars, episode 4, A New Hope, when they're on the deck of the, command area of the Death Star, and Darth Vader and Governor Tuck walk in, and they say the Emperor has dissolved the Senate, and he says, one of the commanders says, gotten rid of the Senate, who's going to maintain control? The regional governors will control their systems.
Yeah, remember that?
I mean, that is classic tyranny right there.
Well, also, too, it's another way to take power away from the hands of people and put power into the hands of people, of a tiny group of people that they think know better. That's the part that scares me.
Well, this is FEMA government. You've got 10 FEMA regions now with 10 governors over them. And in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, it says that the government can now just set aside Congress for 6 months and operate under this.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you realize that these things are real and these things are in writing and they're in place and they're waiting, they're all there. The trigger is waiting to be pulled. And again, I came at this, as you know, Alex, from a kind of a neutral point of view, I mean, as a TV guy and a guy in the business and stuff, I tell you, a show like tonight, again, it keeps me up at night because I think, this stuff is, we're not making this stuff up.
Well, I've worked on a lot of shows with you, Michael, with Tyrell and Jesse and the whole great crew, and you guys take it serious. You go into it, not knowing if it's real or not, and unfortunately it always turns out to be real and worse than you thought. But you guys, is it accurate to say I've been a little bit shaken up by this episode?
Yeah, this is one of the ones, and the one you mentioned too, the water one, and a couple others that I can't talk about that are coming really, really soon in this season because we have, I think, 5 weeks left, 5 Fridays left. And we'll talk more as we approach those maybe in the next couple of weeks. But the water one, the JFK one is a mind blower for anybody who lived through that era or anybody who's interested in that era. This episode about this water conspiracy is something I had no idea about. And I guarantee you 97% of Americans have no idea about.
Let's go back to tonight's episode, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and folks can find True TV on your cable or your dish or DirecTV systems. We'll give you the website so people can visit the Conspiracy Theory website and see some sneak peeks of this. But, Michael, look, this isn't hype. This is breaking news, what's going to air tonight. This is groundbreaking. This proves it and connects it, and you have all the documents and the video. This is the FEMA camp film I wish I could have made but didn't have the resources.
Well, I appreciate that, and I would just urge everybody to tell people to watch this. I'm not even saying to people, and I know you don't do this either, I'm not telling you to believe it or not believe it. I'm saying watch it with an open mind, draw your own conclusion. And one thing I will say is that you know, your audience and the people who do have an open mind and the people who do ask questions and don't just believe what they're told. They're our supporters. They're the people who support this show. And we need them to watch this show. We need them to watch this show tonight and all the subsequent shows, especially the one tonight, because we want to stay on the air. We want to keep bringing this stuff to, you know, to a mass audience, to 90 million homes. And as I said at the beginning, it's a miracle that we've lasted into our second season. We're a hit, but we need to stay on the air, and we need everyone's support. We need everybody to tune in, you know, tell your friends and neighbors, anybody who's got an open mind, who's interested in the world around them, and who really wants to take another look and a more serious look at what's really going on in this country.
Well, that's right. The mainstream media has always had the laugh factor, made fun of anybody that questioned any corruption, and now it comes out the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. It comes out the government shooting up little kids with syphilis in Guatemala.
Yep.
And now people are really starting to pay attention, and it's not just that it airs and 1.8 million or 1.6 watch it. That's great. They air this show over and over and over again. I mean, it's got to be reaching tens and tens of millions per episode because people all over the streets. When I was on Nightline, you know, I didn't get hardly any response on the streets. I get responses everywhere about the show Conspiracy Theory being on it.
Yeah, and here's the last thing I want to say about that, and this I want your listeners to take to heart.
I tell you what, stay there, Michael. Final segment. We've got a break. Come back, talk about the other key point you want to make, and then more about some of the other groundbreaking episodes coming up, and give us the True TV website, or just Google Conspiracy Theory Jesse Ventura. It's the top link. Send it out to everybody you know. Tell them, watch tonight. We'll be right back.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have been going for 2 hours and 54 minutes and haven't even talked about the online video bookstore, the fact that you can get 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv with all my films, the live stream of the show. It's your support buying the books, the videos, the T-shirts, all of it that makes InfoWars.com and the films and everything we do possible. So just like we need to spread the word about this show to keep it on air, and Michael just told me something really big during the break he was trying to say. This is pretty scary stuff, actually. But you knew it would happen. Just please support us, support them, get the word out, buy the books and videos, because we want to continue to be able to not just stay here but expand. Michael Braverman, you dropped a bombshell on me during the break. Tell the listeners.
Yeah, here's what I want everyone to know. I have information which I have to keep, for obvious reasons, very, very private, but I have information that there are forces out there, powerful forces, that want this show off the air. They want us off. They don't want us talking about stuff like FEMA camps. They don't want us talking about stuff like the JFK assassination. They don't want us talking about, you know, these really controversial, important things.
Wall Street water.
Wall Street water. They want us off the air. Alex, I can't say it any clearer than that. I've got some information from people. I know it sounds like, trust me, I'm not making this up.
No, I understand.
It's scary stuff, and I'm fighting, and you're fighting, and Jesse especially, more important than all of us, is fighting really hard to keep this show on the air. And in our business, in the TV business, there's one thing that beats all of them, and that's ratings. So if people support us and people enjoy the show and they're willing to come to it with an open mind, don't have to agree with everything we say, but you have to have an open mind. And if you want a show like this on the mass media, again, what I called it at the very beginning, the miracle show, if you want us to stay on the mass media and be able to reach 90 million homes, you know, we need everybody's help. And, because, again, ratings, it's a money business. Ratings win. And if we get the ratings, I can, with everybody's help, we can beat back these people that want us off the air. And these are big, powerful people.
Michael, let me throw this out at you. I don't want you to get in trouble for saying too much, but I know quite a bit about behind the scenes. They've had people in suits digging through Tyrell Ventura's trash.
Yeah.
I mean, it
yeah.
goes on and on. But obviously, and we talked a little bit behind the scenes, because this is seen as a genre by the establishment, if this is a hit show, which it is, now other people are going to pitch these shows on other networks. I know other networks are looking at similar things. Beck is getting record audiences doing the same thing. It's not conspiracy theory. It's talking about real issues.
Yeah.
The system is scared.
Yes.
And the old Hollywood elite, we talked about this last year, they're getting upset because they understand that we are starting to take over.
Big time. And it's exactly right. If we weren't a successful show, we wouldn't have any problems. You know, because then, you know, we'd be below the radar. And I think we ran below the radar in the first year, and now suddenly we're back, and we're doing numbers, and we're doing stuff like FEMA camps, the conspiracy to steal water. When you do this stuff, you know, suddenly people in high positions, they start to take notice. And suddenly, you start to get all kinds of strange things happening to you. Some of them, you know, I can't talk about. I know Tyrell talked about the guy going through his trash. I've had some things happen to me on Facebook that they're chilling. They're chilling. I mean, I'm not an alarmist kind of guy, you know, Alex, but I am now convinced there are forces out there who do not want this show to continue.
Yeah, they go out and do horrible things and say, you did it. I know what they do. I've been going through it for 15 years. And
yeah, have you? Yeah.
But the tide is turning. And you talk about how many big Hollywood stars you talk to who are tired of the left-right paradigm. They're tired of, you know the old guard. They want to cover real issues. They don't want to just be a liberal or a conservative.
Yeah.
They want to talk about real issues.
Yeah. Well, I always tell people this has nothing to do with liberal or conservative. The show tonight, as I said, they're targeting everybody. This police state show, they're after everybody. If you like guns, if you're against abortion, if you're in the Tea Party movement, if you're a leftist, whatever you are, as long as you're not toeing the line and marching in lockstep, they want you.
All right, I'm going to talk to you as the show ends here. Retransmission comes up with so much key info. Stay with us. It airs tonight, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. True TV is Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. Great job, crew.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.